Galaxy X. Single cell stores. Lesson 5. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. 3 centuries later, his great-great-great-grandson, N.O. Hope, tried to open the safe because the air on Earth was running out. He couldn't open it, so he put the safe into a capsule together with a message on a cassette and sent them into space. It is now the 31st century, and the capsule has been found in Galaxy X, where the oxygen is running out. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gergely Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. They discovered that the first tape and translation both contained the expression to hand in one's notice.
Galaxy News! Galaxy News! Latest on the air crisis! Galaxy News!
I must stop and get a paper before I go up to the lab.
What can I do for you, miss?
Well, a Galaxy News, please.
Here you are.
How much is it?
Same as always. 1.5 Galaxy pieces. Sorry, miss. Haven't you got anything smaller? I'm right out of change.
I'm afraid I've only got this 10-piece note.
Well, I'll see what I can do, miss. Okay, here's your change.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
What's your hurry, miss? You've forgotten your paper.
Hello. Fancy finding you out of the lab.
Oh, hello, Greg. I just stopped to buy a paper. There's something about the air crisis in it.
Oh, it's nothing interesting. Just some new statistics and a speech telling people not to panic. The usual thing.
Is that all? Oh, well, let's go up to the lab then and try solving our code. Then there may really be no need to panic. Now let's get down to work. Tape number 2 this evening.
Incidentally, Prof, I've been wondering about that expression we found last time. Surely 13 tapes each with an expression will make the code too long.
That crossed my mind too. But let's see what we can find and then play with them a bit. Here's the second tape.
First, we should listen to the cassette, shouldn't we?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
The second tape is about a department store, or about a rather funny experience in a department store. I've done quite a lot of research into life in the 20th century, and shopping seems to have been quite a job. A lot of women went out to work in those days, like today, but when they got home, they still had to do all the domestic chores too, and shopping was one of them. They often did it on the way home, picking up the children from the nursery school on their way. Home delivery wasn't very widespread, and the housewives seemed to prefer doing their shopping themselves, even in small, overcrowded shops. So, every day, they brought bread, milk, and the basic food for supper and breakfast. Most of the food shops were self-service supermarkets, which made it easier, but they still had to queue up to pay at the cash desk. And when they wanted to buy clothes or anything else, it meant a separate expedition and still more of their leisure time lost. Thank goodness those times are past and we can enjoy our free time.
He knew a lot about life at that time, didn't he?
He was a dedicated man, no doubt.
Well, let's listen to the tape.
And pay attention to the expression.
Pay attention to everything. We might be wrong about the expressions, you know.
Single cell stores in every town. Oh, what fun it is to shop when no one lets you down.
Ladies and gentlemen, competitors, and guests of honor, I have the pleasure of welcoming you here today and thanking you for your eager participation in the Single Sales Chain Department Store's Best Story Competition. I shall now hand over to our general manager, Miss Penelope Bazaar.
Ladies and gentlemen, amusing stories often come to our ears from regular shoppers at our Single Sales Chain stores. So we decided to organize this competition to find the best story. We have had 432 entries, all of which have been carefully studied by our panel of judges.
A panel of judges?
A panel is a group of people chosen to speak, answer questions, or take part in a game before an audience. A panel of judges is a group of experts invited to decide who is the best singer, dancer, writer, and so on in a competition.
We have had 432 entries, all of which have been carefully studied by our panel of judges. The grand prize is a 2-week shopping spree in Paris.
A shopping spree?
A shopping spree is a shopping trip. Some really well-off women often go to Paris on a shopping spree, visiting fashion shows and buying designers' clothes.
The grand prize is a 2-week shopping spree in Paris. The second prize is a voucher worth double your salary, and the third prize winner gets the chance to shop for 5 minutes blindfolded in whatever department he likes.
A voucher?
A voucher is a piece of paper which allows you to shop without actually paying in the shop. It is a sort of receipt or document showing that a certain sum of money has been paid in advance. A voucher can be a useful present to give to somebody you are not very sure what to buy for.
The second prize is a voucher worth double your salary.
Blindfolded?
You are blindfolded when your eyes are covered so that you can't see.
The third prize winner gets the chance to shop for 5 minutes blindfolded in whatever department he likes. Now I'll hand back to the chairman to call out the three finalists.
Finalists?
In a series of examinations or sports contests, only a few, the best, take part in the last deciding contest, in the finals. Those players who take part in the finals are the finalists.
Now I hand back to the chairman to call out the three finalists.
Thank you, Miss Bazaar. Ladies and gentlemen, the third prize goes to Tommy Black, a schoolboy from Swagshire, for his story about the unisex school bag.
Thank you, thank you.
The second prize winner is Lady Carrington Smithbottom from the Upper Counties. Her story was about the trolley that ran away.
What? A trolley bus?
Trolley is a small, light cart with 4 wheels that can be pushed by hand. Trolleys are used in supermarkets and on railway stations.
The story was about the trolley that ran away.
Thank you so much.
These two stories will be published shortly in our weekly Single Sales magazine. But now for the grand prize winner. Will Mrs. Pastry from Donut Lane, Over Hampshire, please come up and read her story, The Day I Painted the Town Red.
What? She painted the whole town red? How on earth could she paint the whole town red?
To paint the town red is an expression meaning to go out and have a good time, to be very noisy, perhaps even wild.
Will Mrs. Pastry please read her story, The Day I Painted the Town Red? How do you do, Mrs. Pastry?
How do you do?
Now, Mrs. Pastry, would you be so kind as to read out your story?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Last summer, we took our caravan to a seaside site near Liverpool. I had to go all the way to Liverpool to find out just how much single-cell stores means to me. One day, I went into Liverpool to do my weekend shopping, and my husband asked me to buy a tin of red paint to cover the scratches I made when I drove into the caravan. When I looked at my list, I nearly cried. I had to find a grocer's, a greengrocer's, a fish shop, a butcher's, a chemist's, an ironmonger's for the paint and a stationer's, not to mention the haberdasher's. Then suddenly a little tune popped into my mind. And I knew the answer. When I got into Liverpool, I left the car in a car park and walked into the centre to the nearest single-cell stores. I'd never been to Liverpool before, but I didn't have much trouble finding it. There must be dozens in a town that size. So I did all my shopping under one roof. It was the most modern department store I've ever been in. I had to go into every department. I ended up buying everything but the kitchen sink, though I was in the kitchenware department and they had a lovely range of kitchen stuff.
To buy everything but the kitchen sink?
This is an expression meaning all the things one needs and a lot of the things one doesn't need.
I ended up buying everything but the kitchen sink. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I bought all the odds and ends on my list, including the paint, went back to the car and drove back to the caravan site.
Caravan site?
A caravan site is like a campsite. People live in their caravans and there are cooking and washing facilities.
I drove back to the caravan site. Got the paint, my Abby said right away. Course, Duck, I said. It's in the car. But where's me purse? Lord, it's leaking, I heard my hubby say.
Leaking?
There is a leak, a hole in the tin, and the paint is coming through the hole. It's leaking.
Lord, it's leaking, I heard my hubby say. But I was much too busy looking for my purse. Fred, have you seen my purse? Is it in the car? I called. I can't see it, but look at this paint. It's all over the place. Half the tin's gone. Never mind the paint, I said. Where's me purse? Did you put it in your pocket? He asked. I looked, but it wasn't there. What about your handbag? Isn't it there? No, it wasn't. Then suddenly I realised I'd left it in the shop. I had no trouble getting back to the car park, but I couldn't remember the way to the single-cell stores. What was I to do? How could I find my way back to the shop? A tear dropped from my eye, and as I looked down, I saw it was red. The paint, I cried, and I knew every cloud had a silver lining. So I began following the paint marks.
Paint marks?
The spots of paint that the leaking tin left everywhere.
So I began following the paint marks. The paint led me all the way back to the department stores, my single cells. The assistant was very helpful, but she hadn't seen my purse. So she called the manager. He took me to the cash desk, and there it was. When I told them how I'd found the shop again, they immediately gave me 10 free samples of all shades of red paint. So you see, even if you get bad goods at the single cells, there's always a reason. Single cells never lets you down.
Now, have you time to listen to the expression extractor?
Yes, I think so. Shall I turn it on?
Yes, do.
To get the chance to. To paint the town red. To do the shopping. To do one's shopping under one roof. Everything but the kitchen sink. To cut a long story short. Odds and ends. To let somebody down.
I wonder which of these our expression can be.
We'll have to keep our eyes wide open when we do the translation.
Okay, I'll come over again soon.
Fine, and thanks a lot, Greg.
Bye, Prof. I hope I'll live to see the President's eyes wide open when we do find the code.